When life's road looks beyond repair, Milton can sort it out.
Milton's
got a bag for your milder mare. Troll, make the whole world shout.
Hello, I'm Milton Jones. There are many things wrong with the world today. How did I let my grandfather end up with a black eye? I knew his room was too small for a cuckoo clock. Why is it that the Paris Metro is the weirdest Tesco I've ever been in? And why, when I suggested to a canoeist who had lost his paddle that he should use a giant cotton bud, did it just go in one ear? My quest is to solve these problems and help as many people as possible in the next half hour. I live with my trusty friend Anton and our landlady Pauline, who looks after us, and who we're taking out to lunch to a hipster restaurant that's just opened. I led the way. Here we are. Well, Pauline, what do you think?
Oh, I like it. Retro fittings, vinyl records, horrid old clothes from the 70s.
Milton, this is a charity shop. The restaurant's next door.
Are you sure?
You see? Completely different place.
Looks like a charity shop to me.
Well, it absolutely isn't.
So, just to be clear, you're saying that these clothes I'm trying on aren't for sale?
I think that's just the coat rack for customers.
Wait, you wearing my wife's hat and coat?
I'll give you a tenner for them.
Milton, this really isn't a charity shop.
I've got lots of money, look. 20, 40, 60.
And that's my wife's handbag.
So sorry. All a big misunderstanding. Shall we go through?
Ooh! Just look at the serving staff.
Wow, I'd love a beard like that. You could bob for apples and scrub the dishes at the same time.
Table for three. Just have a seat.
A seat? All I can see is a milk churn, two packing cases, and an old hi-fi speaker.
Hang on. I think I can fit on this upholstered lumberjack thing.
Get off me! That's another waiter, Milton.
Still, it's a funny way to run a restaurant, isn't it? All this bizarre old furniture and bric-a-brac.
Yeah, last time I visited one of these places, I ended up eating pigeon off a piece of slate, and they were all, get off the roof this, get off the roof that.
Perhaps you'd like to look at the menus.
Thank you. Now, let's see. Nettle and kimchi veggie burger served on a spade.
Sounds like it could fill a home.
And today's specials are written on that car door over there. I'd recommend the tofu.
Oh, I can't stand that stuff.
Tofu? It's fermented bean curd. What's not to like? OK, I just heard myself say that.
Anyway, it's vegan food. I'm not sure I'm into that.
Actually, I'm thinking of going vegan.
Really?
Vegan!
There, told you.
Well, I'll just come back in a minute when you've chosen. Just got to re-wax my mustachios.
All right then, bye-bye.
You can do it to vegetarians too. I'm thinking of going vegetarian. They say, what really? And then you go,
vegetarian!
And indeed, shopping. I'm thinking of going shopping. What really?
Shopping!
Oh, I see you get 10% off if you post a picture of your meal on social media. Oh, I hate it when people show off what they're eating.
So does Anton.
No, Milton, I tell you to keep your mouth shut when you're eating. Slightly different. Pauline, what are you going to go for?
Oh, I don't know. Deconstructed sandwich? What on earth's deconstructed mean?
Ah, allow me to demonstrate. See that waiter bringing out the pie?
Yes.
Well, just by rolling these marbles towards him... It's now a deconstructed pie.
Oh, fancy.
And all served on a lino floor.
Milton, will you behave? Fashions change all the time. You're just not keeping up.
Not true. I was actually one of the very first people to open a pop-up restaurant.
Oh, really? What did it serve?
Toast. Anton was right, though. Food retail has always been a vital part of human history. The very first pret-a-manger started off by selling ready-to-use cribs in Bethlehem 2,000 years ago. They just sold the one and then diversified into sandwiches. Thousands of pizza delivery stores were set up all over the world by Sir Arthur Domino, who died recently. Apparently, he collapsed onto a family member who collapsed onto another family member who collapsed onto another family member. In the 70s, the band ABBA wrote a famous hit after someone said to them, I'd like to take you out for lunch, and if I could, I would, my friend, Fernando's. Thierry Michelin of the tyre company and founder of the first Michelin restaurant was replaced shortly after he'd gone bald. And with regard to Brexit, we should give the French an ultimatum. But if we don't get our own way in the European settlement, we'll call Greggs a patisserie. I'm Milton Jones, and I'm having a meal with Anton and Pauline at a hipster restaurant.
Oh, do you know, that was actually quite tasty. Perhaps all this fatty food isn't so bad.
Yes. I must admit that me and some friends have been doing No Meat Mondays. I invited Milton.
And as instructed, I didn't turn up.
Now, would anyone like to see the sweet trolley?
Well, that sounds rather more orthodox.
We pulled it from the canal 3 days ago.
Of course you did.
Well, I could certainly go for a pudding.
Yes, maybe.
For a pudding!
Of course, we had to clean the trolley up a bit. I mean, the canal can be a bit, you know...
Interesting. The trolley's not actually moving, but there's still a squeaking noise.
Oh, look, a rat!
Where?
But the trolley is huge!
Leave this to me. I once spent 15 minutes subduing a giant rat.
Really?
Yep. In the end, they had to cancel that performance of Wind in the Willows.
Can you see it, Milton? Enormous, great, hairy thing.
Got it. Yeah!
No, Milton, that's a waiter again.
But there was a real rat. Oh, there it is! There it is on the floor over there.
Typical. Just when there aren't any chairs to stand on.
Oh, Milton, do something!
Yes, we've got to catch it somehow.
OK, I'll just grab this from the sweet trolley and... Got it. Trapped.
Well done. What is that stuff exactly?
I'm guessing sticky tofu pudding.
Marvellous. And best of all, the little fella hasn't been harmed.
Anton, have you never tasted tofu?
Yeah, fair point.
The restaurant was so grateful for me getting rid of the rat that they gave me a specially made ornamental vase with some chips in it. But all of this had given me the idea of starting a humane pest control business. We would trample the opposition underfoot, I mean, trick them into a harmless trap, and then release them into a nice field. But starting a business is all about publicity, so I decided to generate some by providing free pest removal for a local shop. Shoo! 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 Shoo!
What have you done?
There you go, Mr. Jenkins. I've just got rid of 6 rats, 25 mice, 10 hamsters, 4 chinchillas.
But...
This is a pet shop, isn't it? As a pest controller, you had to be prepared to tackle any kind of infestation.
Oh, thank goodness you're here. These insects are everywhere. I don't know what they are.
Don't worry, Mrs. Harris. I should be able to identify them. If you listen carefully...
Stop it!
Just as I feared. Stag beetles.
Dear, can you get rid of them?
Oh, yes, it's quite simple. I just put down this comb.
Comb?
Yes, they think the comb is some railings. They'll padlock one of them to it, and the rest will run off laughing.
Marvellous.
But it wasn't all plain sailing.
Yes?
Hello, are you worried about invasive species?
Look, I've already told you lot, I am not voting for UKIP.
I'm Milton Jones, and I'm just starting up a humane pest control company.
Ow! 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 Ow!
Stop moaning, Anton.
This is not what I meant when I said I'd help you with your branding.
Well, now you can advertise our phone number just by dropping your trousers in public.
Milton, branding means... Ow! Branding means creating an image for your business, like that whole Pied Piper of Hamelin thing you've got going on.
Eh?
Oh, come on. The penny whistle, the pointy hat with a feather, the green tights.
No, that's just a coincidence.
Right, well, they say success depends on where you put your advertising.
Well, then you're quite literally sitting on our fortune.
Yeah, look, never mind that now. Sounds like we have a customer.
Oh, hi. Is this the pest control place?
Come on, Anton. Show the man.
Oh, right. Simply the pest.
Thank you.
And just underneath, that's our address. And on the other side, Anton?
He He doesn't need to see the postcode.
Right, yeah, skills. Look, my name's Jake. I run the restaurant you visited.
And may I say what a wonderful handlebar moustache you have?
Oh, thanks very much, sure.
Yeah, I'd be very happy to fit it with a bell and basket, if you like.
Prefer not, on balance.
If it's about balance, I'm sure I could get you some stabilisers.
No. Milton, you need to drop the whole bike thing right now.
Listen, I'm here because my lovely little hipster cafe is suffering from this whole vermin thing. Thing is, all my hard work might come to nothing. But you know what? I'm determined. We may have come to a red light, but, you know, it's not going to stop me.
Are you sure you're not a cyclist?
Well, you've come to the right place. Milton has a unique way with animals.
Right, yeah. Get in there and kill the little bleeders, yeah?
Never! Not since I worked in that laboratory with those mice. It was just awful.
Well, you rescued them?
Sacked them, more like. They just kept dropping the test tubes.
Look, point is, I need help fast. You know, we're getting reviewed in a few days by some very influential online restaurant guys who specialise in retro shabby chic eateries.
TripAdvisor.
Milton, don't be facetious.
Actually, it is called TripAdvisor. Yeah. It's being ironic, of course.
Of course.
Yeah, I mean, that's actually our business slogan. Moorish and ironic.
So, moronic.
Boom! There it is. Listen, buddy, I need to see proof you know what you're doing.
Okay, do you see that pest over there?
Oh, yeah, I do, yeah.
Well, to get rid of a creature like that, humanely, we can just get a glass...
Right.
...and a piece of card and slide it underneath and... Okay, maybe it doesn't work so well with Labradors.
Righty-ho, yeah.
Milton, why don't you do a proper demonstration for Jake?
Of course. Now... Locusts head straight for anything green and strip it in seconds. Now, I should be able to easily charm them away with my Pied Piper's pipe.
Oh, of course, that explains the outfit.
I keep some locusts in here. Ah.
But yes, as Milton said, they'll strip anything green in seconds.
Is it me, or has it suddenly got very cold?
Milton, you might want to reposition your pipe.
I'm Milton Jones, and I run a highly successful pest control business. Just then, I had a call from one of my happiest customers.
I'm not happy.
Ah. Hello, Jake.
Your humane methods aren't working. I left out some peanut butter, like you said.
No, you leave it in the jar and then creep up on them while they're unscrewing the lid.
Milton, they're everywhere. Can you not hear them in the background?
Well, it's either that or the Bee Gees have booked a table.
Milton, let me speak to him. Jake, now listen. Milton has all sorts of other ingenious schemes to keep pests at bay. For instance, he uses tiger dung to deter cats from people's gardens.
It works with neighbours' children too, if you throw it hard enough.
Look, matey, you just need to get rid of the rats. I mean, are you a professional pest control service or not?
Pest control's just not as easy as it looks. I mean, everyone knows that smoke calms a swarm of bees, but nobody tells you where you can buy thousands of tiny cigars. It was no good. Jake summoned us to the restaurant where he tore a strip off me, which unfortunately was just about all I had left of my Pied Piper costume.
Your humane methods are a load of old tosh, Jones. I'm calling in the big guns.
You don't mean.
In she came on a Harley Davidson carrying a portable flamethrower, gas canisters, smoke bombs, and dressed from eyebrows to ankles in black leather. Grandma.
No. Milton, this is your rival pest controller, the one they call...
The Verminator. A dispatch rider of destruction. A phantom of fatality. The dominatrix of death.
What's your real name?
Ethel. I hear you're giving us pest controllers a bad name.
Well, both me and your parents.
See that rat? Woo! Now it's toast.
That's really good.
Yeah, and... Ooh. Is that a brown rat? No, my mistake, it's a... more charcoal.
Pretty impressive as well. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. And, oh, another rat. Or, to give it its Latin name, Rattus... now Dedicus.
Doesn't really work.
Well, you could rid my place of rodents.
Stop! Why can't we live hand in paw with these noble creatures? Oh, why do people avoid rats like the plague?
Well, Milton, if you remember historically...
Ah, pathetic. You won't get anywhere with your namby-pamby techniques. You need a flamethrower, or at least a taser.
OK, I happen to have one of those on me. Let's see if that works. Here, Ratty Ratty!
No, Milton, that's Tizer.
I think you'll find I mean this.
Yow! My, actually, that really is quite fizzy. I'll just sit down. Bother, no chairs again. Despite my rival's inhumane methods, Ethel and I seem to have a deep connection, and not just the one attached to her taser.
Come here. I'll unhook you.
Thank you. Be careful not to tear my costume. And that's the very last bit gone.
You must be cold. Why don't you let me warm you up a little?
Sounds good. Fine now, thanks. Fine.
I like you, Jones. You remind me of me.
Oh?
Me when I was a namby-pamby, happy-clappy, panda-hugging fool.
I'm sorry, but I have a special bond with animals. Perhaps it's because my grandfather was brought up by lions.
Was he?
Although some would say regurgitated.
Well, there you are, then. Animals show no mercy. Oh, Jones. Milton. Maybe I'm going soft, but... Oh, come here. Don't you sense a sort of chemistry between us?
Perhaps it's because I'm jammed up against your DDT spray. Oh.
Milton, I'm finding this hard to say.
Yes, it's got into my throat as well.
No, I mean, well, do you fancy a drink sometime?
Mojito?
Oh, sorry, I thought you said mosquito. Oh, I don't know, I just find it difficult to think about anything apart from work.
Well, I'm thinking of going on a date.
Oh, Milton.
On a date!
What?
Nothing, but I do know just the place. I'm Milton Jones, humane pest controller, and I've taken rival inhumane pest controller Ethel on a date to Jake's hipster restaurant, where she has me eating out of the palm of her hand. Well, there aren't any plates. And after dinner, we went for a romantic stroll.
Oh, these woods are lovely in the twilight.
Yes, look over by the lake. A lovely little baby... venison.
I'm sorry, Milton, it's just instinct. But I'm not all death and destruction. I have a dream of a quieter life. Becoming humane like you. Setting up a bee removal business in Bournemouth.
Or Ornmouth, as it would be called.
Oh, Milton, I want you to kiss me like I've never been kissed before.
Well, if you can just wait here while I go home and get my pogo stick. Not another pest.
Milton, it's me. It's the restaurant. The rats are back. Worse than ever. Something's driving them up from the sewer. You're going to have to come back and sort this now.
Why now?
Because tonight's the night Jake's going to be reviewed by a top publication that sums up vegan life.
What? Living Weekly?
That's the one. Yes. They're arriving, exhausted, as we speak.
I know that magazine. There's always a photograph of some miserable-looking vegans on the front.
Well, I expect they resent having to say the word cheese.
Yeah. Yeah, you could be right.
Ethel, if Jake gets bad reviews, his restaurant will shut down. Why don't we try and deal with this together?
Oh, I don't know.
Come on, a male-female combo might just work. I once worked in the sewers with Diana Ross.
Really?
Actually, it might have been Dinah Rod. No, it was Diana Ross. I held her ankles while she tried to reach my car keys, while all the time screaming, "Upside down, you're turning me." We agreed to work together. After all, we were professionals. Another day, another dollar. But there was a problem with the dollar. There was only one of them. So Jake's paying us just the one single giant coin, and he's left it on the ground like that.
Milton, that's the manhole cover.
I knew that. Imagine thinking it was a coin. Heads, I open it. Tails, you do. Hup! Tails, you lose. Oh, hang on. The entrance seems to be open anyway.
What a stroke of luck.
OK, let's do this. Just get my gear together.
Ready. Milton, got your equipment?
Hang on. Ready?
Right. In we go.
Yes, through the magic coin hole.
You're going in like that, are you, Milton?
Yes, what's the problem?
I said wear a wetsuit.
That's just a wetsuit, isn't it?
And your point is?
It's my suit, isn't it?
Maybe. So here we are, descending into the sewers. There was a time when I would have been afraid of all the creatures that might be down there. But thanks to having seen a documentary, I now know these places are patrolled by ninja turtles.
Careful. Some of the stuff down here can be lethal.
Oh, so it's true what they say. Dead pets do end up down here. Look at that poor little fella.
Imagine flushing your pet guinea pig down the toilet.
Yes. Funny, you don't often see a completely brown one.
Oh.
Stop going on about it. What did you expect? It's a sewer.
You're right. Let's not mention it again. Now, I've been studying the maps of these tunnels. It's interesting. Our house is served by a completely different system.
So, technically speaking, this is none of our business.
Nevertheless, we have to find out what's causing all the rats to leave.
Look, in the distance, blocking the tunnel. What is that?
It must be one of those fatbergs. They're made up of fat and oil that solidifies when people pour it down their drains.
Much like Christaberg.
I'm not sure that's true, Milton.
And like Christaberg, 90% is beneath the surface.
No, Milton, it's just a conglomeration of noxious solids that can make people feel nauseous.
Again, the comparisons with Christaberg.
But a big lump of fat wouldn't drive rats from the sewers, would it?
If it is fat, what we need is a second opinion from an expert in food waste. Raymond here.
A rat? Very well, Raymond, if that's your name. Go.
He's taken a bite and... Just as I thought. It's not fat at all, it's...
Tofu! It must be all the uneaten stuff from Jake's restaurant.
So that's why the rats are running away. Even they've got standards.
Don't let him escape. Rats have all sorts of hidden fleas.
No, you're thinking of financial advisors.
Milton, that's hidden fleas.
Ethel, what are you doing?
Well, the taser's missed the rat and hit the tofu berg.
I'll just burn it out. All I've got to do is just crank up the voltage. Oh, it seems to be getting larger.
Of course. The high voltage input from Ethel's taser must have rearranged its structure at the molecular level. It's mutating. It could become anything.
What, even tasty?
I don't think so, Milton. Even science has its limits.
Look, it's growing.
Quick, let's get out of here.
We turned and ran from the huge block of rapidly expanding meat substitute. But Ethel was weighed down by all her weaponry.
Ah, it's got me! It's got me!
Ethel, no! It's completely enveloped her. We've got to do something.
I've got my spare flute. If I just carefully push the mouthpiece into the blob around about where her head should be...
I don't understand.
Ethel, can you hear us? Blow once for yes and twice for no.
So you can't hear us?
Once. So that means, yes, I can't hear you. Listen, there's no time to waste. Tell you what, blow once for yes, I could hear you, but I think the previous instructions were potentially ambiguous.
Milton! We've got to do something. It's swallowed a hole.
Swallowed. I know. This might be a bit of a long shot, but it could be our only chance.
Hello?
Jake, it's Milton.
This is not a good time. I'm up to my waxed eyebrows in reviewers from TripAdvisor and Living Weekly.
I know, but I've got a plan to stop the rats leaving here and coming up into your restaurant.
Listening.
You'll have to stall the reviewers for a bit.
How?
Get them to try those giant radishes, the ones that roll around on that big square of compressed parsley.
Do you mean the snooker table?
I thought those giant breadsticks were a bit crunchy. Look, keep them busy. Then in 5 minutes, Tell them you've opened a new, exciting basement level and send them down here.
What?
Just do it. We're going to be okay, Anton. See that large dollar?
Manhole.
Above us. I'm pretty sure it leads straight into that charity shop.
Right.
We set to work, and within minutes, we'd brought down a load of miscellaneous junk from the charity shop above.
There. I've positioned some upturned coal scuttles and two tea chests in front of the tofu burg. Oh, no, we're still one short. Milton, get something else from the charity shop that they can sit on.
I got this.
What is it?
Madge. She works on the till.
Hello.
Quick, here they come.
Oh, this is awesome.
Welcome to the ultimate underground dining experience. Just pull up a tea chest or a Madge and sit down.
Oi! Get off, cheeky.
Sorry.
I like your beard, though.
And tonight's special is...
Tofu!
Milton, you're a genius. The reviewers are devouring the entire tofu burg, and soon Ethel will be free.
Hi, Barnaby de Havilland from Living Weekly, food reviewer and keen cyclist. This is 5 stars all the way. I am so into tofu, matey.
Ah, yes, but I'll tell you who's really into it.
Oh, pal!
Her.
Here's the thing. There's a woman in the tofu.
I'm free!
Oh, our vegetarian readers will be horrified.
We can explain, can't we, Milton?
Yes. Let that be a lesson, everyone. She was a reviewer from What Carrot magazine, who fell in a few days ago, but just didn't have the strength to get out.
Wow. Do you know, suddenly I'm questioning all my lifestyle choices.
Good thinking. Time for a barbecue.
Milton, I think people have had enough to eat.
No, a queue outside the barber's. Make sure they all get a shave and a proper haircut.
Milton, you're a genius.
And thanks to Milton, I've learnt my lesson too. I may just go and set up that Bournemouth bee removal business after all.
You mean your Bournemouth e-removal business?
Oh, no, Milton, I don't. We have some things in common, but we've never quite understood each other, have we? I guess we're like two moths that have shared a summer day, and now we must go our separate ways.
Well, I'll always hold a torch for you.
But the good news is we've cleared all the tofu.
Oh, nobody really likes it, do they? Right, never again will I set up a restaurant that sells such tasteless food just because it's the latest fad.
Yay!
Well, I think that's worth celebrating.
Too right. Back to the restaurant. The quinoa's on me.
Ethel, could I just borrow that a moment?
Oh, that really stings.
Let's all go back to eating ordinary food. 1, 2, 3.
Back to eating ordinary food!
That was Thanks a Lot, Milton Jones, starring Milton Jones, Tom Goodman Hill, Josie Lawrence and Ben Wilbond. It was written by Milton Jones, James Carey and Dan Evans, and the music was by Guy Jackson. The producer was David Tyler, and the programme was a Positive production for the BBC.